of Wilde and Tausch on the opening day of Packers training camp 2024. And drama for the starting quarterback. The big news of the morning, if you're just joining us, Brian Gutekunst sharing during his opening press conference about 45 minutes ago with Jason Wilde in attendance. If you're wondering where he is, he's talking with Matt LaFleur right now, rejoining the show momentarily. Brian Gutekunst sharing that Jordan Love's agents reached out to him on Saturday night and said that Love would not practice in training camp until a new deal gets done. A new deal is not done. Goody shared that this morning, and that means that Michael Pratt and Sean Clifford are splitting the first team reps at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers on the opening day of training camp 2024. Reactions continuing, 844-770-3776. Again, I'm Jesse Delson at the Everlight Solar Studio in Madison. Tausch is at the Tundra Trio right across the street from where the Packers practice and from Lambeau Field. Jason will be joining him momentarily as he currently sits in the media auditorium at Lambeau Field. Speaking of Jason, and Tausch, he did ask a follow-up question to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst about the contract situation with Jordan Love. Here is that exchange.
Again, I know you don't want to get into specifics. Mm-hmm. Is the challenge, though, you guys obviously love Jordan, you're very confident he's going to be a really, really good player, but kind of like you said about the fifth-year option, it's a lot of money to pay a guy who hasn't played. Mm-hmm. Now it's a lot of money to play a guy who had a really outstanding one half of a season. Is that part of where the challenge comes in, or not really?
No, I mean, I think that certainly we're very down the road as far as we know that he's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can, and we want to make sure that, there's certainly, the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year but in years to come, is very, very important. So, again, like I said, it's this is just part of it, not unexpected, and, we'll work to get it done, and hopefully he won't miss too much time because it is, we got a lot of work to do. We think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us, but we'll get there.
Jason Wilde asking GM Brian Gutekunst that question just a short time ago up in Green Bay, opening press conference before training camp practice gets started at 10:30. Tausch, what do you think of the vibe there from Goody? It seems like he's pretty chill about it just from listening to him.
Yeah, again, the more you hear it, obviously everybody's nervous that Jordan may or may not be practicing, but there's also clips I've seen that they're close. You're not going to say they're close if you're not close, but until you're done, how close are you? I mean, those are your questions. This isn't Jason was trying to kind of get him to, how much we're going to have to pay him. Do we feel that confident? That stuff's all done. Goody just, he said this all offseason. He's saying it now, and they're obviously getting very close to a deal being done. But it is Goody and Russ Ball's job to make sure they're not going crazy structure-wise, that if something happens, they're sitting there as a front office with a bunch of dead cap. You want things structured, and the Packers have been probably the best if Aaron Rodgers' dead cap, by far the biggest. It's really been impressive to see how Russ Ball has handled that piece of this. And that's what Goody and him are fighting for on their end. I think if it was an unlimited cap, they'd pay Jordan whatever it was. It's their job to put that good team around him. And the way you do that is by setting up a structure that you know how it's going to go and that you can build around Jordan. So that's if you feel better listening to that because he's your guy. It's going to get done. It's hard because you're talking about a monster amount of money and you're talking about trying to figure out how you want it structured so that you can continue to build off of this youthful foundation.
844-770-3776 is the ESPN Wisconsin text line. Been reviewing your texts throughout the morning once this news broke, almost close to an hour ago now. Here's one from the 262. I've been saying this for the last 5 years. Goody has been holding our teams back by not keeping our quarterbacks happy. That's why they haven't been to every offseason practice and OTA. It's because of Goody. 262 on the text line. Now, you're a Goody stan, Tausch, so what do you respond to this fan saying this?
Has Jordan Love missed practice? Has he missed stuff that I'm not aware of?
Well, he is now.
Prior to this? Is he? I mean, he very well could miss his first practice in the entire time he's been here. So if that is indeed what happens, okay. But as far as all of the other stuff goes, I think you look at it and you try to figure out, okay, is Goody trying to alienate his core? He's paying his guys. He's keeping people here. He's building football teams that are championship contenders. I'm not 100% sure I fully – first off, I would totally disagree with everything that he said. But Aaron Rodgers is a whole different animal. If you want to go down that wormhole, great. I'm not doing that today because this is the start of training camp and the Jordan Love era is here. So – that stuff is all Jordan Love. This deal will get done. We're going to have some people from AmFam. They're going to close up shop with them too. So we have all of that, all of this good stuff going. We have to just figure out the last couple of little things here to get this thing done. And I would be shocked if it's not done today. You got 3 days of non-padded practices. You want to get it done sometime middle of this week. It's going to happen. And I think you heard Goody saying it. I believe that's why you should feel very confident it will get done.
Yeah, those watching on the video stream know we'll be joined by a couple of special guests from American Family Insurance coming up in a moment who just walked into the Tundra Trio. One more text here before we get to break, Tausch. Good for Love, says Tucker in Wausau. These guys spend more time in the quarterback room than on the field. He did all the offseason stuff, so if it's just this week, he'll still be in good shape for the opener. You gotta think he wasn't playing the first preseason game either anyway. Love to get this done before family night so we can get a good pop from the crowd that night. Tucker and Wausau. You think family night's the new deadline? First preseason game?
No. I mean, I think the deadline was today, and if it didn't happen, the deadline's tomorrow. And if that doesn't happen, the deadline's the next day. This is one of those things you just keep going. You keep working. You want to get it done sooner rather than later, so you're not missing camp and everything else. But realistically, I just want him practicing and being ready to go down to Brazil. If he doesn't play in a preseason game, so be it. I think they want him to. I think he wants to. And I think it will happen. But until it's done, it's not done. And that's kind of the scenario. But every day, every practice is a new deadline. It's just a matter of how much urgency you want within those deadlines.
Continue to keep the texts coming. We'll review them throughout the show. 844-770-3776, the big news of the day. Jordan Love not practicing this morning for the opening Packers training camp practice of 2024. A couple of special guests scheduled to appear next with you, Tausch, at the Tundra Trio just outside of Lambeau Field. Jason Wilde also set to stop by momentarily as well with Matt LaFleur's press conference wrapping up. Maybe Jordan Love, with a little extra time, can get down to Lac La Belle and get a round of golf in before he starts practicing in a couple of days.
That'll be fun. July is here. And what are you waiting for? It's time to get your group together. Schedule a tee time at the club at Lac La Belle, the birthplace of golf in Wisconsin, with a rich history you will feel once you arrive. Experience a round at the club at Lac La Belle. The historic course is open to the public 7 days a week. Schedule your tee time today at clubatlaclabelle.com. And you got big news for 2025, the club at Lac La Belle are opening a little 9-hole short course on their property. So I think Wilde can actually break 200 with. It'll be called Uncle Henry's Backyard. Course is slated to open again at the end of the 2025 season. A historic past that meets a vibrant future. Go to clubatlaclabelle.com today to start your journey.
You wish. Oh, Jason is there. He got to hear you throw that dig in on him there. That's fun. All right, Jason's back. Guest from American Family Insurance.
He's wearing his flannel, too.
He is. He's all dressed up for the special occasion today. All right, lots to continue to get to on the opening day of Packers training camp practice. Jordan Love not practicing today. A deal is not done. We'll get Jason's insights, our special guests from American Family Insurance, and more. Coming up next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wilde and Tausch rolls on, and I'm actually able to be a part of it now. Live from the Tundra Trio as the Packers will take the practice field in 8 minutes, and they will do so without their starting quarterback as Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur both address the media. I was there. You were here, Tausch. Yep. Have you heard those clips?
We've heard them a bunch. And I have to admit, you said he had the fortitude to not practice. I did not think he would. I thought that Jordan is somebody that it's young in his career. It is a monster ask. You have to stand up. You have to say, I am going to be about me instead of the team, which is everything against everything we've heard and learned about Jordan Love is he is a team guy. So the business side of this rears its ugly head, and you have to be about you until that deal gets done. And I'm guessing his team sat there and said, Jordan, we're not going to get the deal that we need to get if we don't do something different. If we just go practice, it's business as usual. Now, all we're talking about is get the deal done. Now, will there be some angst? I think for a few days, if it continues to go and go, I don't sense that. Listening to Goody when your question that you asked him, you know he's the guy. They're going to pay him. It's just they have a responsibility to build a team around him and pay him fair market, but not anything crazy. That's I don't know what the asking price is that Jordan and his team are looking for, but it's obviously a little more rich, pun intended.
Nice.
Than what the Packers are willing to go.
So, all right. So, you were wrong. There was no announcement at the press conference.
Not yet.
Well, no, the press conference is over.
No. I said at the shareholders. I didn't say anything about LaFleur and Goody. I didn't even know they were having a presser.
All right.
So, I said at the shareholders. So, until Mark Murphy does the shareholders, and then I'll say Old T was wrong.
Well, Old T was right about something that I think is important here, because I don't think you can describe what he's doing as going against the team, because I would be willing to bet that to a man in that locker room, they are supportive of him
100%.
Not practicing. And you were the one who made that point. So you were right about that. Now, a couple of things that I think are important, then we'll get to Rich Steffen, who is here from AmFam and just got done with a very impressive ribbon cutting.
Sounds like his scissor skills on point.
Not all of us can be as adept as Danny Kelly, but apparently some are better than Danny Kelly.
It sounds like they put him through a three-course study after last year's debacle. But that's another story for us.
So I think the important thing, though, here is that Jordan Love is here.
Yeah.
He reported on Wednesday. He was here yesterday. He will be at practice. I don't know if he's going to be wearing a tank top and shorts and flip-flops or whatever, but he will not be participating. But he is here.
Okay.
Also, the one thing that I heard that would make me think that maybe this isn't going to just be a one-day, two-day, three-day thing was Matt LaFleur basically acknowledging and Goody acknowledging that if it lags on, they're going to have to get a third quarterback in here. For now, Sean Mannion, who recently retired as a player, is now going to handle the throwing and the routes on air drills.
Well,
along
can't LaFleur?
With,
is, he used to
well,
be
he's coming back from that peck, so I don't know if he's been cleared. Zach Tom has been cleared, but not Matt LaFleur. So we will see how they go about this. But look, I don't think your announcement is going to occur at the shareholders meeting.
I think you're probably going to be right.
I do think that this will eventually get done. I think there, you know, you heard Goody say there's optimism with good reason. But again, and this was something that we talked about, and I tried to explain in that phase of finishing each other's sentences. But my question for you is this. Jordan Love is still a young quarterback. We saw all the success he had during the last 8 regular season games and the 2 playoff games. How much, from your experience as a player, is there to not practicing for a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, if you're him? Because I was doing my research last night, and I saw Nick Bosa, who you mentioned, last year did a similar thing. He admitted then in October that he still had not gotten to where he needed to be. Now, I don't think it's going to take as long as it took Nick Bosa to get his deal done in San Francisco. They play different positions. But how long before you, as a player in that locker room, would start to say, okay, let's get this done here. We need Jordan out there.
I think you start looking at, you know, training camp is day-to-day, and somebody asks the question, what's the next deadline? Well, tomorrow. And then the next deadline is the next day. Because every practice is that opportunity to get better, and it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. Now, is it something that you have to get real panicky? But no, but you start going 3 days and then a week, you miss time, and it's not just about you. It's you have still young receivers that are growing, that back shoulder throws, all that stuff that you rep. There's a reason you practice, because you get better. And when you don't, and that was Goody's point, and I think at this point Goody understands it. I think, you know, if he was an agent, he would probably recommend Jordan do the same thing. So with all of that, when it continues to drag and drag and drag, all of a sudden you're 2 weeks. You're like, that's 2 weeks of install. Now all of a sudden you're going to probably start looking at Philly in week 3 to start prepping for that game. That's a lot of time developing your skill set that goes bye-bye.
They open the season September 6th in Sao Paulo, Brazil. That is more than a month away. There is time to get this deal done and everything to be normal. But again, today he will not be practicing, and practice starts in 2 minutes at Reinitschke Field. All right, we need to get to talk about Dream Drive. We need to talk about AmFam, all those important things. Last thing, though, from the press conferences, were you surprised at the news that Zach Tom will be coming off PUP and participating in today's practice after tearing his pec in April?
Maybe a little bit. I thought it maybe be a week. You give him a little time because he's...
I did too.
Obviously, you feel great that he's strong enough and that the staff cleared him. You know they're going to be extra conservative with any injury, especially to a starter that you know is going to be your guy. So with all that said, I think that's a great sign that he's ready to roll, that you can now, all right, where do we want to put the young fella? You're going to let him battle Rashid Walker now and just go, or are you going to bring him at guard? So those, some of those storylines kind of change around as you see Zach Tom solidifying that right tackle spot.
All right, I can't wait to hear about how the kickoff of Dream Drive and the ceremonial ribbon cutting occurred. Somewhere, Rich, you know that somewhere Scissors Envy. I'm sure he's happy in retirement.
There's some,
but our buddy Dan Kelly.
There's some monster scissor envy, especially after we saw how well things went today.
We're not here to judge previous cuts, but some have been better than others, as we like to say. And some fantasy football leagues are better than others, and ours is back. That's right, after a long layoff, the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League is officially back. This year's draft will take place on Thursday, August 1st at Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, and you can be part of the fun. You'll have your chance to join in on the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League. Full contest details can be found at ESPNWisconsinContest.com. We're really excited to have this back. Tausch, are you going to have a team, or have you decided that you're out of the fantasy football business, given your history as a fantasy football general manager?
That's a great question.
You have not yet decided?
Correct.
Okay, that's
fine. I'm waiting. If Jordan Love hasn't signed, I'm definitely not doing it. I'll just put it that way.
Okay. We will talk more about Jordan Love's situation, and we will talk about Dream Drive. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Tausch rolls on from the Tundra Trio, and the Packers practice is underway at Ray Nitschke Field. We'll have some reports coming from that during the 11 o'clock hour. But now it is time to talk Dream Drive. Now, it was Favre, then it was Rodgers, then it was Love.
Yeah. Yep.
Rich Steffen, are you ready to step into the very large shoes of the great Dan Kelly? As our official,
he'd have been more like a Bartkowski, though, wouldn't he, Dan? He, not even Lynn. Is he Lynn?
He's
Dickey?
Lynn Dickey, I think.
For yeah. sure,
I
mean, Lynn. Jimmy Zorn, Anthony Dillwig, maybe
David Whitehurst.
Ooh,
I know Dan in his quasi-retirement listens to the show a lot. I'm sure he's appreciating our ridicule of him.
Magic Man, guy made magic. Now nah, he'd be Farvey, I think, right?
Do you need us for this conversation?
Little gunslinger.
Yeah. He's a gunslinger for sure.
Gunslinger,
yeah. He's with the scissors process.
How that it's still going in American Family. Been 11, 12 years now with Dream Drive. Really just a great kind of melding of family-oriented and being a part of the community, and that's what American Family is all about.
Yeah, Tausch, it's our 11th year sponsoring Dream Drive, and like you said, it was, for me, I was a bike brigade kid back in the day.
Before. Who was your guy?
So I had Steve Luke and then Freddie Nixon. So it was cool. This morning I talked about it at the presser that, you know, my mom and dad built their house three blocks off the south end zone 60 years ago when it was still City Stadium before it became Lambeau. And so she came up today. Amy brought her up, and so she was up here. She turned 87 last week, and so yeah, there's obviously a personal story there, and then for American Family to, you know, be sponsoring this and, you know, inspiring dreams of kids. I walked by this morning. We stayed at the house last night, and I walked by this morning at 6 a.m. and there was already, you know, 25 kids and families lined up for it, and just a really neat deal. And it's great that American Family's partner with the Packers on making it the Dream Drive, and really excited about that.
Did you think about biking over from your mom's house?
Yeah, I don't think the little mongoose, you know, one I had back in the day. I don't know. It's been crazy.
It is really cool to see, and you know, the. I always said when my rookie year and second year, you'd go out there and it was almost like a high school junior high dance, because a lot of bikers have their guy and you're kind of like, well, I want to ride down there. Hey, I got to get my butt down there. And then it's, well, I want to have a bike that will actually hold me. So it's a lot of jostling to try and figure out. But the really cool part of this, you said you had a relationship with a couple of the players. This does mean a lot to the guys, and you give them Gatorade, but you do form that relationship with the bike kids, and that's, I think, what makes this such a special deal.
Yeah, Tausch, I think we've talked about it before. You know, my dad had a rule because, you know, I got a new bike, and he's like, hey, you know, this frame, you know, we got to be careful, you know, and so – you know, nobody. That number started with a 5, 6, 7, or 9.
You were sizist. Yeah. So you guys were sizists.
So,
I mean,
so Tausch would not have gotten to ride your bike.
That's why I was always struggling to find a bike.
Just, you know, kind of look away, you know.
Don't make eye contact.
No eye contact.
Hey, you want me to know? No, I got so-and-so. Well, he's not on the team anymore. Yeah, we're still going to wait for him.
You know, my favorites, though, were the kids that would see a guy like Tausch, and they were like little girls with these tiny little bikes, training wheels on, and then a big guy like Tausch would carry the bike. So he wouldn't even get to ride, but that kid, you talk about dreams and everything that goes with it. Those are the moments, right? And we've talked on this show many times since we've been doing Dream Drive since our show started, that, you know, the relationships that these kids build with the players. You mentioned Steve Luke. Like, the connections are really great. I am curious, though. Once upon a time, Tausch had his own bike. And I noticed he's a big e-bicyclist. I don't know if you knew that
about
him.
Love e-biking.
I know that.
But yep. You guys do have a fleet that kids can borrow. So you can bring your own bike, but there are also bikes that AmFam provides for some kids. Isn't that right?
Yeah, there's, I think we have 5 specialty bikes now, like the Cheddar Chariot, the Dream Drive.
The Tauschinator.
The Tauschinator. That's yeah. Next year. We got to bring that.
Tauschinator.
Yeah, Tauschinator. But it's great. And like you said, Jason, it's a, you know, you see these kids and the smiles on their faces and, you know, the dreams that are created. You know, they were waiting there for 4 or 5 hours today. And then there was a couple, Jason, like you said, that, you know, they picked up the bike and held the hand of the kid mm-hmm. and carried the bike on their shoulder. And you just, you know, the smiles are ear to ear. So it's really cool.
So AmFam is so involved with pretty much everything when it comes to Wisconsin sports, right? And obviously the most important partnership for you guys is with our show, but you have other important ones
it's
too
true.
With
true.
Jordan Love, and you've got your own gate here. You've got the AmFam Dream Drive. When you think about the Packers and the relationship with AmFam, why is that such an important connection that you guys make as a company?
Yeah, great question. And you look at, you know, 2 Wisconsin-based companies, 2 really strong brands that values align and trying to make a difference in the community. And I think it's, you know, that's the power of it and the strength of it. When the Packers and American family can come together and make a difference, it's a neat experience. And you know, like I said before, you know, the dreams today, just watching that and watching those kids smile and, you know, the how that's inspiring them to, you know, think about American family, think about the Packers and their lifelong fans now forever.
And knowing how dedicated you are to AmFam and the history you have in this city, having grown up here, did you consider holding out like Jordan Love and not doing the scissors cutting?
That's a great question.
Or did you say, hey, I we'll work things out later. I can't miss this opportunity.
What a great question.
When it comes to scissors, really you got about as much experience as Jordan Love has as a quarterback, as a starter.
That's true.
Well, I you know what? The pressure was on based off of what DK did last year. So I felt like I had to, like,
I don't know. I just found a picture of him struggling to cut it on the internet. So maybe the pressure wasn't as high as you thought.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I had to represent American Family a little better than DK did last year. So I felt like I needed to do it. And we had a couple agents out there, obviously local agents that represent us in the community. And Mark Murphy and I, and I got them involved in ribbon cutting this morning as well.
All right. Well, so before we go, Jordan Love, when is this? I know you have inside information. He's a
what did Mark Murphy tell you?
A new brand ambassador with American Family. When is this going to get done? What did Mark tell you?
Well, I did try to get it out of him.
I figured you would.
Zero. Yeah. But, yeah, no, we're really proud of, you know, with Jordan being a brand ambassador for American Family. You know, based off of his success last year at the end of the year, obviously into the playoffs, ready for him to take the next step and lead the Packers to, as I mentioned this morning, you know, the 2025 Super Bowl champ sounds pretty good. But more than that, I mean, he's a great player on the field, but you think about what he represents off the field. And, I you know, hopefully this gets done and gets done quickly because he's just a quality individual and values aligned, and I know he'll represent American Family and the Green Bay Packers really, really well.
Well, Rich, don't feel bad because Lord knows I don't get much out of Mark Murphy either. All right, that's it for our Dream Drive recap. Again, year 11 of AmFam doing this, and we're really excited because it's such a thing that's woven into the fabric that they're even going to use it during the draft next year in some form or fashion. I'm not trying to trick you into giving us any information. That's, I know I've got that reputation as a reporter, but the bike will be a component, I've been told, 2025 NFL draft here in Green Bay. All right, we need to roll on, get ready for practice, which is underway at Ray Nitschke Field. I need to make sure that we are covering that, and you need to make sure that you get everything you need at Fleet Farm. And you can shop the guaranteed best prices at Fleet Farm. They've got the lowest prices on all your favorites for this summer. And if you find a lower price, they'll match it so you always will save. Find the deals on everything you need for your everyday life at Fleet Farm. And don't forget, you can also save on your favorite wild bird supplies. That's where the Wildies get all their bird feed in their yard. And Fleet Farm has huge deals on the best food and suet from brands like KT. And check out their huge selection of feeders, houses, and more. Keep backyard birds coming back year-round with essentials from Fleet Farm. More Wildy and Tausch live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field. Stick around.
Wisconsin's all-time sack leader is finally a Hall of Famer.
Donna led the Big Ten, always revved up to come off that corner.
Congratulations to ESPN Madison's Tarek Salah, proud member of the UW Athletic Hall of Fame class of 2024.
Jordan Love is, as promised, at practice. Bill Huber just tweeted a photo. Bill Huber from Sports Illustrated. He is wearing Nike sneakers.
Okay.
Green track pants.
Okay.
And a white long sleeve shirt. No helmet, no red jersey. He just walked out to take in practice, and we'll check some of that out coming up. So Jordan Love is here. He is not participating. Tausch, you just mentioned you saw Mike Garafolo of NFL Network saying that he expects the deal to be done soon. What soon is anyone's guess. But Jordan Love is here, and I don't think it has gotten to the acrimonious point that, say, the Tua conversations seem to be getting to in South Florida, where, as I go, because they're not quite as convinced as, say, the Packers are about their guy.
Well, I agree with that, but at some point, like, what's Tua going to do? Is he going to hold him?
Uh-huh.
Those are all the questions, and let's say Jordan and his team are close, and then Tua signs for $57, $58 million. That changes things, and that's kind of what you're balancing from the Packer fan or from a Packer standpoint. I think, again, all of this is just conjecture. The fact that he's not practicing is very interesting.
I agree.
That means some stuff needs to get prodded and pushed.
Mm-hmm.
So take that for what it's worth. I think if you are super close, do you then practice? I think Jordan's team has said, we're not doing anything until this happens. And now the ball's kind of in the Packers' court. How long are the Packers? You heard Goody. He knows it's important for Jordan to be out there. You can't, from a player's standpoint, there'd be times you do mini camps, and if Brett wasn't there, you'd go through your work, but you'd also be kind of, after you get done, you'd say, all right, individually, I'm trying to get better. But as a team, you know you can't really move forward until your guy's there. And that's what they're kind of going against right now, at least for this first day.
So I understand that Jordan Love is not at the same point that the two quarterbacks that you played with were at, right, where a few days really don't matter. Is there any benefit, though, and we'll hear from Matt LaFleur here momentarily, is there any benefit for Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt to get extra work that they would not have potentially gotten, especially with Clifford with the ones, for however many days this lasts?
Well,
or is it negligible?
No, I mean, it's always good for young players to get elevated and play in bigger roles. That's good for them. Is it good for the team? Well, if they end up being called upon down the road and need to play, yes. But if not, You want your guy out there. It just, it's a different energy at practice when you have your guy playing. So great for Sean Clifford. I think it's awesome that he's going to get this opportunity to play with the ones and to showcase his skills. It'll probably help as far as how the backup quarterback position is going to go. And most of the time, when you have an established quarterback, that's one of the lines throughout camp. Who's going to win that? You spend so much time, and then once the season starts, you forget about him. Well, in this case, all right, let's see what he's got. Maybe he makes some splash plays and people get excited. But it's all going to be, let's just get this. Again, it takes so much oxygen out of everything else that happens when you have this hanging over your franchise. And that's what I think Jordan's group is, you know, that's your leverage. Because Goody and Matt LaFleur do not want every day to be talking about this when there's a lot of great stuff happening on the field that they'd much rather be chatting about.
Here is what Matt LaFleur said when we were asking him questions to kick off training camp inside the media auditorium when asked about his expectations for a deal with his quarterback.
But we're confident that he'll be out there sooner or later, and I know how he prepares, so I'm not overly concerned about that. He's going to do everything he can to get the mental reps. Obviously, the physical reps are really what's important.
So, Tausch, here's the other part of this. You know, we're, me even more than you, are old school. Like, my recollections of holdouts, Mike McKenzie, when he had 3 years left on his contract, I'm not sure that his teammates were quite as supportive as maybe some other guys who held out. Javon Walker, Dorsey Levens in 98, Antonio Freeman in 99 before you got here. You know what those guys all had in common? None of them were here. We just talked about how Jordan Love is here. He's at practice. That is different. And I would think that that means something. You know, to our point earlier, he does come off, and I think authentically, as a team-first guy. So for him to be doing this but still be here, I just think that that changes the dynamic.
Well, and that also takes away one of the big coaching talking points is we're only going to talk about the people that are here. Well, Jordan's there.
So, we're only going to talk about the people who are practicing.
He never publicly said anything. And there is not a doubt in my mind, and I am not in the locker room like you are. There's not a doubt in my mind that Jordan Love has every teammate's support in that locker room because they know he deserves to be paid.
I would agree.
And until he does, I think every player would say, I get it. Handle your business. Make sure you're staying ready. There's not going to be one guy over there that's going to say, come on, Jordan. You have another year left on your deal. Fans will say that. Players will not.
I think it's interesting, though, that we're, and rightfully so, in my opinion, but there was never a question of whether Kenny Clark was going to hold out, right? As he's going into his third contract now that he's agreed to terms and signed yesterday. You know, he was going into the last year of his deal, but I don't think there was any hand-wringing about, well, is Kenny going to take part in practice tomorrow? I'd be curious. I didn't ask him that when he joined us on Thursday. Maybe that was an oversight by me. Hey, if you don't have a deal done by Thursday, are you going to practice? It's just different with Jordan Love and where he's at.
No, it's not just Jordan Love.
Quarterbacks.
It's different. You rarely do you see a quarterback get to the last year of their deal. Dak Prescott's an exception to the rule. How many times did Aaron Rodgers get to the last year of his deal?
Never.
Brett Favre.
Never.
So my guess is if Jordan, this works itself out when it does, Jordan Love will probably never be in that position again where he's got 1 year left. It's a unique set of circumstances that he's dealing with, the Packers are dealing with, and you don't have the proven data points that will say this is what it should be, but you see what other guys are getting, and that's, I'm sure from Russ Ball's standpoint, difficult. This is easy. This is what we got to pay him. And there's a lot of variables yet. And when there's variables, there's nuance. And when there's nuance, there can be disagreements. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, where everybody's at.
We'll talk more about practice, which is underway. I will head that direction here coming up. Want to remind you, whenever Jordan Love gets his deal done, I don't know if they're going to have a big ceremony, he's going to have a huge check, but I can tell you if they do that, it'll have the Associated Bank logo on it because that is the official bank of the Packers. And so you can sign up for Packers Checking and get your Packers Debit MasterCard and get 10% off at the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. But those aren't the only perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. You also get early pay, where if you have direct deposit from your employer, you can have access to your money up to 2 days early, plus all kinds of other great perks, and of course the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. We will kick off the 11 o'clock hour. We'll have updates from practice, everything you need.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.